Okay.
It does come naturally.
It's shaking now. Let's go.
Oh, now you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready now?
I'm ready now.
Start the show now? Jesus.
Okay, ready and go.
Welcome to the podcast they call Comes Naturally. As always, this podcast is completely free. So, we need you to do a couple things to help us out. First, go to the Facebook page. Like and share the Facebook page. Then, send money. Then, follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle is
at Comes Natural Pod.
Then you head on over to iTunes. You rate the podcast. You review the podcast. And you subscribe to the podcast. And tell all your friends to do the same. Cody, start it off.
Comes Naturally, we are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Our buddy.
How you guys doing? Good. I'm talking to you guys this time. Good. Not the good people listening.
Not the audience?
Yeah, we can't wait for the response.
They're like, we're good. We're good. So, we got a lot of news to get to, and
yeah,
a lot of trailer
bunch
reviews,
of, bunch
so
of
let's
tabs
just
open.
Get right into it
I
right
have
now.
Those trailers in the tabs as well, so it's good on the list.
Let's what? Just knock out some
we'll
tabs,
go. We're going to go back to what we talked about last week for the post, and a little bit during the show, is the Rogue One Star Wars Story teaser trailer.
Yes.
The real one, not the teaser of the teaser trailer. The actual one we got. Story and characters and at least one character's name.
And Ghost Dog. We got Ghost Dog.
We don't. We
Ghost Dog's
Dog.
In it.
Ghost Dog.
We do have Ghost Dog in it.
Why
so,
is Ghost Dog in a Star Wars movie? It makes no sense.
You don't make no sense.
Kind of don't like that.
There's a lot of stuff.
I'm okay
like.
With it. I'm completely okay with it.
I kind of hate the fact that Forrest Whitaker is in a.
But
in
he's
a Star
the butler.
Wars movie.
Oh. Child stuff.
He's
right?
also Ghost Dog.
I just imagine him like snapping rubber bands the whole entire time.
That's all you got, huh?
Yeah.
Not, you know, chess master.
Nope. Because okay. the most recent thing we saw him in, or at least I saw him in, was
what if he builds a panic room?
He could build a panic room too.
He's built them in the past.
At least once. Well, I mean, more than once in the context of that movie.
Yeah.
But we've seen him build one.
Yeah. And then try to break into it.
Yep. And he knows all the secrets.
And then I don't blame him for this, but he is partly responsible for launching that bitch's career.
I never did know.
You know.
It's true. But he was also dope in Street Kings with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Is he the one who gets shot in the face?
No, dude. He's the police chief.
Oh, yeah.
One is bad. Right. And he fucking
he's
Keanu in, goes all John Wick on him in his house and then cuffs him to the
he's
railing.
He's in Southpaw.
He was in Southpaw.
He didn't do very good.
Yeah, no.
He didn't do very good in Southpaw at all.
No.
He's in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
He is.
Which is his greatest work, I would say.
Second greatest work.
Well, I mean, if you want to count the movie he won an Oscar for, whatever. But let's just talk about movies people actually care about, like Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
It's true.
Greatest movie from Forrest Whitaker, Sean Penn, and Judge Reinhold.
Beverly Hills Cop?
Well, I don't count that as his movie.
Two? He was more in that one than he was in the first one, really. Or as the judge in Sonny.
Yeah.
Judge Reinhold. Played himself as a judge. So Rogue One, anyways, besides Ghost Dog being in it, Donnie Yen is in it.
Yeah, he is. Which is good because he's from
Blade 2.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
He was in Blade 2.
What?
Ip Man. 1, 2, and 3. But not the prequel that no one considers part of the series. But in the trailer, it does look like he plays a blind man who beats ass with a sticky stick.
He dies in that scene, though, by the way.
No, you see him later on.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he dies
okay,
in that scene.
Okay, fair enough.
If I had to put money on it, I think he takes out one stormtrooper and then another one.
Takes two out in the trailer.
Face. Well, those stormtroopers, but then, bam, blast in the face.
Fair enough.
From Ghost Dog. Is he a bad guy? He looks like a.
He looks like a bad guy.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he's a
looks like a bad guy. He looks like
because
he's
talking directly to.
Uniform almost.
But he's wearing a bunch like a hodgepodge, a bunch of stuff. Basically, his character is described as a person. Can't remember the exact name. Basically, his body's been ravaged by war, and so like he's scavenged to basically make himself whole.
So
he could have
mechanical parts.
He could have
he's a General Grievous type.
Yeah, but not as fancy.
He's a Darth Vader type,
sort of, but not as fancy.
He's a bad guy. He looks like a bad guy. There's no way he's a good guy.
Yeah. I think he's someone.
Bad guy. Yeah. What do you think, Joe?
I'm just wondering which hand he loses. Then we'll determine if he's a good guy or bad guy.
Both?
Well, he already lost one of those eyes.
Part of one?
Part of
one?
No,
that's his real life.
Oh, okay.
Stuart Scott-ing it around.
You're the Key and Peele with baby, the baby version of him, baby Forrest Whitaker. It was the creepiest thing that I've ever seen.
All right, seriously, though. Yeah. Seriously, though. Besides Ghost Dog and Donnie Yen, Ghost Dog and It Man.
Thank God it's not Ghost Dad, though.
Ooh.
Would you like some pudding? But like,
you can't. I don't think you're allowed to make Cosby references.
Why not? Why not?
Or like impressions.
Why not?
It just feels kind of rapey.
It's Bill Cosby. It's supposed to. I don't have a collection of sweaters.
Movie starts. You pass out and.
Wait.
Oh, jeez.
Dude, you almost bungered the fuck out of everything.
Everyone
right
in the theater passes out, wakes up confused.
Credits are rolling.
With the strange taste of like pudding on their mouths.
Yeah.
It was like dried on their lips. You know, like when you were a kid and you ate the pudding too fast and you had like the little ring.
No, I wasn't a fucking slob.
No.
Fuck yourselves.
Like, honestly, no.
You ever had like the ring of pudding on
your
lips?
No. For real, let's stop talking about Ghost Dad and get
you the one fucking brought it up.
To get back in Star Wars.
Rogue One.
A Star Wars story.
Rogue One.
Which I like how they did that.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I saw that, I was like, I like it.
Well, it's trying to differentiate it from, you know, being
because it's basically
ongoing story where, you know, this is going to be something that tells more about the past.
Yeah, and it's a Star Wars story because it takes place in the same universe, just not in
you shouldn't expect to see. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You shouldn't expect to see people that you know.
But we saw some familiar faces in it, though. You did?
That
you
one, Brad.
Yeah, Mon Mothma, who looks creepily like the original actress, which is funny. I was found out later. I think it was on Nerdist, I think, pointed out. Jessica Chobot talked about it. She was actually in a deleted... That actress was in a deleted scene from Revenge of the Sith.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was part of the council meeting. She was like, I was like, that's pretty cool. She came back to being a Star Wars flick as Mon Mothma. That's pretty cool. But then you see in the background of that same scene... Is I can't remember his name is General Takake or something like that, but it's the guy who gives it's not his name. I can't remember his name. He's not a very big thing, but he's the guy that breaks down the Death Star, the plan on the attack of the Death Star from Episode 4. That you know when it pulls up and has the picture and everything. That guy with the gray beard. Yeah. They have someone looks just like him in the background of that scene. You see with like same dude with the gray.
That's gonna be one of the funnest parts about watching this movie is immediately going home and watching it.
I guess we should break this
afterwards.
Yeah.
So for the people who don't know what Rogue One is, it is the heist of the Death Star plan. So it takes place right before Episode 4, New Hope. So Episode 4, New Hope, if you haven't watched it, you're listening to the wrong podcast, the beginning of that movie is Princess Leia is being tracked down by a Star Destroyer, the Devastator, which is Vader's Star Destroyer. And they're basically chasing her because they have the plans for the Death Star.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's trying to track it down. She then puts it in R2. R2 and C-3PO, blah, blah, blah. New Hope happens. This is how she got those plans. And that is they hire this person who is a rogue. Rogue One. Very clever.
A rebel.
She is a thief, a swindler, a con person.
Flim flam woman.
Yeah. And they basically hire her, which I'm guessing then she teams up with a bunch of her other roguish type friends. Donnie Yen, Ghost Dog, the crazy guy with the long hair and the big old blaster there just comes running out of the building at the fortress one time. No idea. I was like, all right, that guy's cool. like he's running right towards what we see is 4 AT-ATs, which is fucking balls crazy.
How dope was it to see some?
Oh my God, dude.
They look so good. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. But so that they are tasked with the job of going to steal the Death Star plans. So there's lots of rumors we will see young Vader, but couldn't be that young of Vader because technically it'd be the same Vader we see in Episode 4. So he can't be spry and, you know, jumping around and stuff Vader like you'd see right after.
We've talked about this before. I would forgive it if they make him
a little bit
more badass because they couldn't do it really in the...
I just think it would be nice to see a fresher face in it versus Vader, just because Vader is more of like the Skywalker stories, you know? Like, it'd be cool to see him, but nothing... I think it'd be cooler to have another villain. You don't want him to
have a big part of it. Yeah.
I want to be in it for sure.
I don't think they're ever going to do a Vader movie.
So, no, but if you have other chances to do it.
I think there's a good chance of them actually having a different...
Oh, there's a, well, there is.
I mean, they've always done a different Sith.
There's got to be Vader in it.
Oh yeah, like, so I'm saying he's going to be in it. He maybe has at to the be end. In it.
Right. I'm just saying, like Cody, he's not going to be the big one.
I think it'd be cool if like an after credit scene to be, like the Emperor giving him the order to chase down Princess Leia, and get the plans back. You know, basically launching into Episode 4.
Yeah.
But in the trailer, we also see one we know of villain who is in a white. Galactic Empire outfit, which if you go back to the Rebel cartoon series, that means he's part of the Rebel security force, and a very high ranking one by the little medals on his chest, because his little box of medals is completely full of red and blue, which means he's an admiral of some sort. And that dude's super dope because he's in that Bloodline show on Netflix. I can't remember his name, right? Ben something or other, but we don't know who he is yet, but he is wearing the Telltale white uniform that the security force uses, and which is basically the way they set this up in Star Wars Rebels, is the security force is essentially the main, against you say, like over like governmenting that runs the army portion of the Galactic Empire. So there's the stormtroopers and all that stuff, and then there's the security force. Security force runs all of that. So like the hierarchy would be like Palpatine, security force, the rest of them.
And what we also saw, which all the speculation is running rampant, we saw someone in a hood and a cape, basically.
So a cloak like a lot of Siths wear. A lot of people are saying that was Vader. Too small to be Vader, and Vader's not known to wear a hood too often, even though
he has rocked it before, though.
He does wear a hood, but not on his cape. Usually you see that when he's on board like that, he would be wearing just the regular cape.
One of the movies, he was rocking the hood for a second, too, wasn't he? Maybe I read it.
A lot of the comic books he has, because he wears a cloak just because of everything else. But it is someone wearing a Sith-like black cloak with a hood.
So it could be Palpatine?
No, because if you watch, when he walks in that room, there's already two Imperial guards, guards, the red ones, standing what looks to be one of two things. A Bacta-tube, which is what you see Luke in at the end of Empire Strikes Back.
The water
The water bath thing. Yep. Yeah. After getting thrown out of fucking air shaft and dangling with one hand missing.
Or how he recovered in real life from that accident. Yeah,
fucking motorcycle accident. or car accident. What car accident? Motorcycle accident.
Motorcycle.
And maybe motorcycle all that
sounds better.
Or it could be just a spot where he was that had, basically is where he does his holographic, like, press conference thing. But it wouldn't make sense
for having the...
No, it wouldn't be a hologram of him. It would be him in there, which then creates the hologram.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when you see the hologram, it looks like a beam of light he's standing in. Because it would be in that, yeah.
So who could the person be?
My theory, which is sort of far-fetched, but not completely, because I was looking at canon books. Which would
be so dope, though.
So now involved in canon, thanks to Disney, is the Force Unleashed series, which has a secret apprentice
video game,
and it is Starkiller, who is a clone of Vader, mixed with some Palpatine.
How fucking dope!
The comics or the video game,
it would be pretty awesome.
See, because then you could have Vader earlier in the movie tell homeboy, hey, go kill this bitch,
and he could be reporting directly to Palpatine, because that's who he did that a lot in the video games, too.
Plus, it makes sense. Like time wise, there's a pretty big gap time wise in between the third and fourth movies. You have enough time to try and clone Vader in order to get somebody with his same power.
Yep,
and have them grow up. And
Palpatine fucking loves clones.
Yeah,
and that first, I didn't play the second game, but that first video game was fucking dope.
Yeah,
so if they know that character, dude, that'd be
because he becomes. Spoiler, good in the video games in a way.
I'd almost
less worse.
I'd almost be bummed just because it'd be even cooler for him to have his own movie. You know what I mean? But I would totally be happy with him being like the main bad guy at that point.
Yeah.
Imagine if they, because one part of the first game is where he pulls that Star Destroyer out of orbit. Dude, imagine if they did that. By the way. Well, yeah. Playing it sucks.
You kept having to switch the control.
I mean, like, visually, if they do that in the movie, something like that, oh, my God.
You send a TIE fighter in the side of the one. Oh, so dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all they have to do. They show them just fucking pull a TIE fighter and fucking slam it into a wall
or a ship of some sort. Because if he's still in this one, he might be bad, so.
Yeah.
Because he could get, like.
But there's also a scene where she, the girl, the main character is
Felicity
in.
Jones?
Is in
Jyn Erso. Ray's mother.
What is it? TIE?
A TIE fighter pilot.
TIE fighter.
With outfit, her batons, yeah. It's a it looks like a modified one, but.
Yeah.
She obviously goes undercover of some sort of, or something.
She's in that light tunnel.
Yeah.
With a fade cool in. Shot.
Yeah. But like, it's like Mike was saying, it was cool. This one, like, the cool thing about Force Awakens is JJ wanted to not only pay homage to the original trilogy, but also wanted to use a lot of the aesthetics. So, like, on Starkiller Base, it was newer, upgraded. It was obviously a lot more advanced, but had a lot of the feel. Like, when you walked in the hallways, the corridors that where they connected up were those weird, like, frame of light, you know, with, like, those squares of light, and the elevators were the same thing. And, like, it had, like, that sort of futuristic boxy look to everything, but, like, more a little more modern, because obviously it's been 30-something years since the last Death Star was destroyed. Last Death Star destroyed, air quotes.
Yeah.
Because there's technically could still be a third one out there. Technically the second one, but, you know, it's a whole different ballgame. But you see a lot of that in A Force Awakens. And, of course, this one, you see a bunch of crazy shit because you see a lot of familiar R2 units and R4 units walking around. You see drunk droids walking around, which is pretty dope. You see an X-Wing, which is super awesome. Then my favorite shot is the pristine white Star Destroyer with a shadowy background. And as the shadow is being pulled away, you realize it's the Death Star behind it and it looks fucking glorious. And it cuts to the further out view. You see that same Star Destroyer with a bunch of other ones. And the dish is being set inside the Death Star. And I was like, that's the way it's supposed to look. Like, it looks so dope because it's, like, newer technology making something we're so familiar with but didn't alter enough to make it look different. You know, they did a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
But then the scene we were talking about earlier, Mike's dope, is you see him run out of the base because there's that klaxon starts going off, the siren, and which is very familiar to, like, Death Star. And then they come running out, and they do a front-on shot of them running towards the camera. Then they cut to a couple different characters, and they jump to a shot of behind as they're running, and you see them running as the camera's panning out. You see an AT-AT in the far distance.
Yep.
You see one closer, and then you see one up close, then you see a fourth one, like, y'all fucked now, because those metal camels are going to fuck your day over.
Mm-hmm.
Super dope, and it's dangerous as shit, and it's blasting away, too. Dirt's flying up.
Yeah.
And then you have Forrest Whitaker doing the voiceover, and then you get to see two quick glimpses of Alan Tudyk's character. Who is a CG'd...
Was he the droid?
Yeah, droid, yeah. He's a reclaimed Imperial droid, which I think they use him because they have to go to an Imperial base and steal the plans. And a lot of people are saying that's actually on the Death Star. And what you're seeing is like a tram system, which makes sense to have a tram system on something so large to get around because those lifts only go, you know, really up and down. But to go front and back and, like, on different levels, you'd have to have some kind of thing.
You're not going
to
have cars or airplanes.
Yeah, because you're not building, there. Like, a lot of people say, oh, it's that Tom Middleton is his name. The guy who plays the security force officer, Tom Middleton. You see him walking through that water with all the dead bodies in it, not giving a fuck if he's getting his uniform dirty. And there's, like, a building in the background with, like, a temple-style thing being, like, all on fire and shit. A lot of people saying that that's the surface entrance for an underground place where they have, like, that troop area where the things. I was like, kind of, but, like, you're not building the Death Star. Like, what better place to put the plans for the Death Star than on
the
Death Star? Like, the highly, most highly guarded and weaponized thing in the galaxy. Hide them there. So it makes sense that that tram system would be on, but then you see all the stormtroopers running by, and there's, like, the jungle troopers and the desert troopers and the regular stormtroopers. I was like, oh, this movie's gonna be dope.
And for as much as, like, you kind of think, like, knee-jerk reaction, like, we've seen so much of the Death Star, we really haven't. We've seen very, very little of the Death Star. It's actually, like, inside. Like, think about New Hope, little bit, like, a couple of hallways, and trash compactor, and the jail cells, basically.
Mm-hmm. You see two different hangars.
Yeah, so this one would be cool, too, to kind of explore more into the Death Star.
And see something like that transit system going.
Yeah.
And the fact that, I mean, obviously you're going to have a shit ton of stormtroopers on board the Death Star, because as we learned in A Force Awakens, the Death Star, the stormtroopers are essentially the workers on the Death Star.
Yeah.
Which you never thought, I never thought about until that point.
And they're still clones at this point, right?
No. There'd be a majority of them got killed off in the during the Clone Wars and stuff. There are probably quite a few in there, but as you notice, they're still like they're at this point they're either stolen humans or people who don't have anything better to do. Not as much as stolen.
Just
humans
wondering how that'll play itself out. Like if we'll see the transition a little bit from clone army to.
We might. It just depends.
I mean, it probably doesn't matter, but I think it'd be cool. you know,
like, for sure. But yeah, visually this trailer looks. I was fucking blown away. Like, I know Gareth Edwards makes good movies. Like Godzilla was fucking amazing, and I didn't know what I was expecting for the first few things. Like, I've seen pictures from the set, and like the pictures they've released of like the characters like together in that hangar and then things like that. But damn, like holy shit!
My biggest thing was. Seeing how J.J. Abrams set the tone and the look of the movie, I wanted that to carry over because that was a very good, aesthetic to everything.
Yep.
And from what it looks like, it does.
Yeah.
So I'm sold just right there.
Yeah, it blends. I'm so glad it wasn't vastly different.
Yeah.
Because even though it's made by a completely different team, well, other than the effects, obviously, same place, but like... It doesn't have his crew. It doesn't have his vision. So you have to. I'm so glad it doesn't look
drastically different.
It didn't jump from like being what you saw in A Force Awakens to being.
It was an
like
original trilogy to the prequels.
Well, yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
No, not a lot of CG.
Yeah.
CG everything, but we could have Liam Neeson and Ewan McGregor in the same room. Nah, just CG man together. It's fine. But yeah, it was weird to see a Star Wars anything with no lightsabers, sounds or anything. Now, obviously, the person in the black cloak could have a lightsaber. I'm just saying, because even the teaser trailer for A Force Awakens, one of the first things you see, a lightsaber. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but for Force Awakens, it's been so long since we've had a sequel to the original.
Yeah,
Star Wars
movies. It's not. I mean, it's obviously that's something you would see. It's weird. It was weird to see. A Star Wars anything that didn't have a light. Because even
Jedi
the cartoons,
based.
Yeah. The cartoons.
Based around the Force.
Yeah. Always have Jedis in them. Clone Wars had Jedis in them. Rebels has Jedis in them. You know what I mean? Like, it's a thing.
That's going to be the biggest thing is not having Jedi.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is we don't. Yeah. Jedi, we will not have Jedi in it.
No.
We may have a Sith in it.
So who's going to be your foil for the Sith?
That's the thing is, like, it depends on how much that Sith.
Starkiller.
Starkiller could be. I mean,
it
could be
bad,
and then eventually good. But I don't know if it's going to happen in this. That transition would happen in this movie versus anything else.
Kind of have to.
But those batons could even be ability to block lightsabers because she was pretty adept with them. She was taking out stormtroopers, blaster in one hand, baton in the other, just beating ass. Ray's mom's a badass bitch for sure.
You know that?
I don't know. That's when I keep going. Daisy really just posted a couple days ago like all the speculations like that's not Ray's mom. Like, I don't believe you. I don't believe you one bit. It just fits too well.
I wouldn't believe her no matter what she said.
Yeah, like, think about it. Right? You have this movie, The Big Secret, not that it wasn't to me, that Rey was someone so important to the Force. Like, she has a connection to Luke's lightsaber. Well, Vader's lightsaber, Luke's later,
Anakin.
You know, Anakin's. Yeah. There's just this, it's just too easily to say it's not, but it just has to, like, it just seems like it has to be, you know what I mean? Like, yes, it'd be clever if you spun it away and it wouldn't be, but it's like, you know, you want it to be that way. And it just fits because, like, she's young in this. Like, Luke would be young in the same time frame. And then, so basically, they got to, at one point, shack up. I would theorize that eventually, they were, like, together for a little while, like, after the events of Return of the Jedi. And that's when they kind of got together.
Like, where was she?
Hold on. Let me get there. This is my theory. I'm gonna kick this around to you.
She was in jail.
No, so basically, Luke never gives that like okay to get married, and she like they're in a relationship. Sometimes she gets pregnant, doesn't want to tell Luke because of like all the shit going down with like Han and all that fun stuff, you know, like with Leia, and just like she's in trouble somehow, absconds with the kid without Luke knowing, deposit her on Jakku, and then something happens to her. Something like that.
No, because then all that would have to happen after...
Return.
Yeah, return.
Yeah. But what's the... I mean, we obviously don't know how old she is.
Where's the setup?
She's around the same... Yeah, she's at least... I think she's a little younger than what Kylo would be. But that's what means, like, that would be where it's at. Because Kylo, if you think about it...
Yeah, but when even he was training, when 20s, he was training with Luke, he was much... He was probably in his teens.
For a long time, yeah.
So if...
He's probably started training when he was younger.
But that's... But if they drop her off, she was, like, three, four, something like that.
She was four, like, five, say, five or six you when know, they showed her.
So if she's only a couple years younger than Rey when that happened, that would Ren. Put... Ren,
Kylo,
sorry.
Ben, technically.
That would put him... way too young to have destroyed the Jedi Temple.
No, because it would only been it's like they show when he attacks the Jedi Temple in her vision.
And he's about in his teens or so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, but she would be only a few years younger, but she'd been...
But he obviously didn't... He obviously didn't destroy the temple when he was 13.
No, that's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is she wasn't around then because before all that went down with Kylo, I'm not saying that's when she absconded with the kid. I'm saying she absconded when she saw what was going on. She was in trouble, and she never told Luke that she was pregnant. And so she was off doing her thing, got in trouble, needed to put the kid somewhere, but didn't know where to, you know, really didn't want to give it to Luke or whatever.
I like to think that Luke is basically just floating around the galaxy, getting everybody pregnant. Just impregnating her buddy.
Everybody,
he's all like future Jedi child.
You related to me? Jedi child. You related future. To me?
He's basically he's making his own Jedi army. Like
he's trying to rebuild the Jedi.
Yeah, you know.
And then Ben was upset
because for all those kids that his pops killed.
Gonna make a clone army the natural way.
Yeah, dude. All natural
clones.
All right, what's the next tab? You want to move on so we get to all of them, or at least one more?
right. We have plenty of time to shoot through a bunch of these. CinemaCon is happening right now. Let's see. CinemaCon. Paramount. Actually, let's go through a bunch of these. This will cover a lot of them. July 2017 is Despicable Me 3.
All right.
Let's see. They're doing an animated version of The Grinch from Illumination Studios, people who did Minions and Secret Lives of Pets.
We don't
and all
need
stuff.
That. Yeah, I was going to say, do we really need it?
Don't need it.
No.
Inferno's the trailer we're probably going to see here pretty soon because they showed the trailer for Inferno, the new the new movie with Tom Hanks and everything.
Meh.
What do you mean meh?
Meh.
Go fuck yourself.
That's pretty dope. Big Picture for Central Intelligence with Kevin Hart. Secret Life of Pets. What? No thanks?
Yeah.
Kevin Hart and The Rock?
I don't know. I mean, I'll have to see something from it, but
you're just
we've seen the trailers.
The last couple of Kevin Hart movies. Yeah, just not great.
It's the one with Fat Rock.
Fat Robbie.
He's singing in the shower?
Dick.
We watched it here. You watched it. Here with us.
The trailer.
Yeah. The trailer, yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You have to see more of it. I'm not arguing with that. I'm just saying, meh.
Absolutely fabulous, the movie.
You're meh.
You're meh.
Still just the Star Trek Beyond, just...
Beyond Thunderdome?
Yeah, just a weird picture. It's nothing crazy. Neighbors 2, no one cares. Captain Marvel Civil War. Talk about it a little bit later. Independence Day Resurgence.
Yeah.
Boo.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Deepwater Horizon. Something. I don't know.
Deepwater Horizon.
We're supposed to get a new Warcraft trailer here pretty soon.
I don't want to watch that either.
Nice Guys. That's coming up.
That one's going to be good.
Yeah.
Green Room looks fucking insane. So Patrick Stewart's the leader of a fucking.
Is that finally coming out?
Yeah.
I feel like that's been filmed for like 4 years.
It's still coming soon, but yeah, it's coming out. It's slated for this year. Hell or High Water. Boo. Oh, it's from the writer of Sicario. I forgot about that one. That one's gonna be probably fucked up. No one cares about that movie.
Oh, was that was the one with the about the coyotes traveling, wasn't it? Hell or High Water?
No, that's a different one.
That's a different one?
Yeah, it's another one.
Oh, okay.
The one
that one came out already, yeah.
Yeah, that one's that was by the director of Sicario. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows.
You see the new trailer for that shit?
Yeah, where you see the Technodrome?
Yeah.
Being built and then...
Called it.
He did call it.
He called it. But it looks dope.
See a little more. Do you think he's going to turn him into the fly in this one? You think
maybe like
Baxter Stockman?
Maybe at the end.
Because it looks like he's fucking around with him. He's like, this is going to be fun. Like, you see Donnie play with it and it gives him four fingers, which is really creepy. But like, I just like, I really want that to be a thing for like the third one. What are you going to do with the third one, though?
Gives a fuck.
Okay, fair enough.
Just keep making it. Ninja Turtles movies is the one franchise, I think, that I really don't give a fuck about anything that makes sense. Or, like, obviously enough storyline to where I don't feel like I'm just watching clips of stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the absolute, like, minimum that I need. You know what I mean? Like, because it's Ninja Turtles, dude. Like, whether you grew up on the comic books or you grew up on the cartoons, like, you just want to see all your favorites. You know what I mean? Like, I really don't give a fuck. I just want to see Casey Jones fucking fight, and I want to see Rocksteady and Bebop fight.
We'll finally get to see Krang.
Yeah, like, there's so many cool things you could do.
Yeah.
Because it's all about the accent, the action, and the tone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the tone's just got to be light and funny, and the action's got to be good. As long as they hit that, it's good.
It's going to be good, yeah.
It's fine.
So, other ones, we're going to see a trailer for the new Ben-Hur soon. Supposed to be a third Apocalypse trailer. It's supposed to come out. No one cares.
No one cares about X-Men. Actually, a lot of people do. Yeah, that's the problem. Isn't that an X-Men-friendly podcast?
Another Kevin Hart movie called What Now? That's also supposed to come out this year.
Kevin Hart does that. He makes like four or five movies a year.
Most of them aren't good. The Girl on the Train, which is based on a book. I think it's by the same lady who wrote...
Julian Flynn.
Yeah. Is that the other one, right? She wrote one that wrote Gone Girl?
Yeah.
So it's most likely fucked up. Ben-Hur again. Passengers.
Runaway Girl on Train. No, that wasn't Julian.
Is that one on her?
No, that wasn't Julian.
Look at that for me.
I think that was Julian Anderson. Because we had
The one from... Sorry? From Julian Anderson. Isn't that Scully?
No.
Is that Julian Anderson?
I think that's her name, but it's not the same person.
How can somebody have the same name as somebody else?
James Gunn,
yeah. Jeez.
That was fucking weird. Passengers, which is a new movie we talked about earlier.
Passengers. With Chris 57?
Pratt. Nope. Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence about a ship going off.
Completely wrong. Paula Hawkins.
Yep, told you it was the same lady.
You're Paula Hawkins.
Nope. Magnificent Seven trailer.
Yeah. Supposed
to be anytime now.
Let's do it.
They saw it. They saw it.
And they just seem to add more people to this cast.
That's fucking, that cast is ridiculous.
Well, I mean, you need seven, at least.
Well, no, but I mean, I thought we knew the original, the seven main people, and then you get, like, Jason Momoa.
Yeah, I feel like that came out of nowhere. Like, I feel like I hadn't heard that before.
No, I know I haven't. It's like he's Aquaman.
I kind of wish Ron Perlman was in it, though, because he was in the TV show version of it.
Dude, Ron Perlman? Perlman should be in a lot more stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that I would just probably find a role for.
I'd be fine with it, yeah.
He could play the same role, the same character he did on the show, the TV show. Which is an older version, but... All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Turtles 2 trailer and poster obviously debuted, new poster, which is pretty dope. It's like very, very Batman-ish. They're on top of a building. It looks like a silverish gargoyle. They're all standing there. Mikey's, of course, smiling. The other three are like looking all hardcore. That trailer was pretty dope. Charlie Cox reveals the Defenders will be start production this year.
Isn't that nuts?
Fucking crazy, bro.
That means that's how we're going to get introduced to everyone else. I thought they were going to go straight Avengers style and have everyone's standalone thing first.
So the rumors are right now that our first glimpse of Iron Fist will be in the end of Luke Cage. So not like it was Luke Cage. Like, Luke Cage was obviously introduced in Jessica Jones. It's not going to be as much. He's going to show up towards the end of the season. They are currently in pre-production for Iron Fist right now. They're still getting a lot of the cast done. He's in the midst of training, which I have on another tab up here somewhere. Finn Jones is preparing for Marvel's Iron Fist with daily 2.5 hours every day of martial arts training. So that's pretty dope.
Damn.
That's enough to be a master.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
At least
like
a movie.
It's
enough to be passable.
Did you see they posted another video of Keanu Reeves doing the speed target?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, the training. The
I saw the first one. The first one, he was fucking shit up.
Yeah.
The second one even more. God.
Yeah, dude. Those are just slowly coming out as they're still filming John Wick 2.
What a great campaign idea.
John Wick 2, Wick Hard, right?
And like just to slowly release him training for it.
Yeah. This is what you see in real life. Imagine what you'll see in the movie. Fuck.
It's cool because they showed a bunch. They did like, they have like little teasers they're throwing around on the internet of for Iron Fist. They're like a ripped up magazine or a newspaper, is the New York Bulletin. It says Harold Mitchum gravely ill. So it's just little nuggets for building that up, which is pretty cool. By the way, Danny Rand, who is Iron Fist, is played by Finn Jones from Game of Thrones. If you guys don't know who that is, he plays Mace Tyrell. Or not Mace Tyrell, Lauren Tyrell, the Knight of Flowers. Marjorie's brother, if you don't know who I'm still talking about.
Yep, I know.
Yeah, so pre-production on, or begins production of this year for The Defenders is fucking crazy. Which is, it's just weird to think about, because like, I mean, not really, because we're at the point where like, we now have essentially all four of the ones that we know we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen Iron Fist yet, but we've seen Luke Cage, a little teaser that they've put up already. Obviously, we saw him in Jessica Jones doing his thing a little bit, getting a shotgun in the face. Sorry, spoilers if you haven't seen it yet, Joe. Let's see what else. He says, I have no idea what the storyline's going to be for the show. I'm just very excited to see how these worlds combine. So I wonder if they're doing like stuff for each of them to kind of like bring it together, like show how they all do the things. So that's pretty dope. There are still rumors, by the way, he will debut a DD on his chest in season 3.
Really?
Yep. Hmm. There was a production still that was set up for, I guess this now that we know, that's going to have an emblem on it.
So he'll officially take
be known as Daredevil. Yep. Hmm. Yep, and I think it has to do with something. Apparently, it's like the quote on it was from the new detective. I can't remember his name. I think their friend, air quotes, their friend that they kind of got promoted. He got promoted into being a detective. He makes a comment because that's who's quoted in the art of calling him Daredevil.
Hmm.
So that's pretty cool. Scott Eastwood is now joining the cast of Fast 8
with
in an unspecified role. Charlize Theron will be in there.
Joined on earlier.
But it says
if we get rid of most of the rest of the cast, might be a good movie.
Right. It says here, Kurt Russell's Mr. Nobody has a new protege, so that means he's a bad guy, right? Because isn't he bad? Isn't Kurt Russell? Is not? I thought he was bad in that one. Oh, so he's gonna be like on the Vin Diesel side?
No.
Oh, let's get rid of Vin Diesel then. Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Right.
I didn't know that. I thought he was bad. Oh no, Jason Statham was the baddie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jason Statham was the baddie. Which Statham's still alive? He got locked up.
Oh, so, spoilers.
Yeah, he's going to...
I haven't seen it yet.
You ain't going to watch it.
I saw that fight, actually.
Yeah. So he's probably going to come back to it at some point.
Kevin Feige talks about Inhumans release date in Black Panther production, because they're getting ready to start production on the solo movie for Black Panther, starring Chadwick Boseman, who makes his first appearance in Civil War early next month. Inhumans is still currently set for July 12th of 2019 release. So, I guess it's right around the same time Infinity War Part 2 comes out, right? Mm-hmm. I have that on here somewhere, too. So that's pretty cool. That's like, it makes sense because that's very spacey, so it kind of makes sense for them all to be in there at that point, you know. They announced the new Underworld movie called Blood Wars. So that'll be interesting. I don't know what the fuck's that about, but they announced that this week.
Yeah.
The Russo brothers say that Infinity War Part 1 and 2 very different from each other, because I think one's going to be based here on the Oerth and the other one's going to be based in the spaces. So that's going to be interesting. Plus, they say that Josh Brolin's on-screen is going to be a lot more heavy in those two movies. So that's pretty cool, because obviously he's the main villain. Peyton Reed says Ant-Man and the Wasp will feature things never seen in a movie before.
Full penetration?
Maybe. The quote goes, "We're hard at work writing the movie right now. We've been holed up in a room, Paul Rudd, myself, and Adam McKay, Gabriel Ferrara and Andrew Barr, who are the writers of the first movie, and obviously continuing over to this one. So we're all brainstorming the story. I think the only thing I can tell you with certainty is at this point, because we're still about 2 years away from the movie coming out, it is that going to have some stuff that you've never seen in a movie before. Which really, if the first one's an indication, they're spot the fuck on. Because otherwise, the fact that it was like the first one was a mix between Honey, I Shrunk the Kid and Iron Man, there's lots of, that end part was pretty fucking nuts with like the whole Thomas the Train Engine fight and then him going subatomic and all that fun stuff. So that's pretty cool. Spoilers, by the way.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. That was awesome.
I love that part myself. More Marvel news. We got a Doctor Strange teaser, which looked fucking nuts.
Which my first reaction was every Chris Nolan movie wrapped up into one.
Which was amazing.
Which, no, I kind of, like, outside of this, I want Chris Nolan just to go ahead and make all of his movies into one.
He can remake The Shadow. It's fine.
You in the Shadow.
That. I love that movie.
You just let it go.
Linked
man.
On it.
I mean, no.
Let it go.
The movie
no.
was
let
really.
Let that go, and then also let The Phantom go.
No.
And then let. Yeah. Let
it go. No. Let it go, no.
bro. I like both of those movies, but not.
I yeah. like The Shadow fine. Yeah. The other one's garbage, though.
You're garbage.
Oh, no. It's one of those bad movies that you like.
But it's amazing.
It has to hit you the first time you see it at the right time. It didn't.
Well, that's because you were like two at the time. I don't know.
Well, you missed it.
Were you even born then?
No, he was five then. Because it came out in like 94, 95.
Well, like Shadow. I saw Shadow at the right time.
Shadow came out in 90s.
I did not see.
I want to say.
Come on, fact checker. Look it up.
I did not see that other one at the right time. Because I was like, fuck this Billy Zane guy.
Whoa. The Shadow was 1994.
All
right. And The Phantom? It's got to be around the same time,
it's
right?
It's got
to
be, yeah.
96.
Yeah, it's around the same time.
Yeah, I saw a couple years after that, though, I think.
So you were well into being a teenager?
So I was like,
I don't care. I
like it.
I seen both those Regarge. Movies in the theater.
That's, you know, that's good.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
You also saw Barbed Wire in the theater.
Saw
so
what?
Barbed Wire.
Oh, I thought you said
Barbed Wire. Yeah, but that was like for $2, though.
Okay, still, you saw it in a theater, so yeah. You can't use that argument as anything. It means you watch garbage movies.
Well, this is true. We all watch garbage movies.
Yeah, we all watch garbage movies. Don't fucking
it's just
attack
a matter
me for this.
How we like them. Like, yeah. Like I said, I like The Phantom and The Shadow as well.
Yeah,
I like The Shadow. Yeah.
So you know.
But, hating my man.
Billy Zane.
Best.
Is an actor.
Phantom ever.
Is an actor.
Well, is an
so
actor.
Far, really only the only Phantom ever. Really, I mean, unless you count the
shitty TV show with the paintball armor.
The No. I'm not even thinking.
Shitty TV show?
I'm not even thinking of that. I'm thinking of the cartoon
like,
series.
Right on the lanes of like the Blade TV show.
Oh, that one was rough.
Yeah. The cartoon was pretty awful, though, for the most part.
But I remember watching it all the time.
Hanna-Barbera.
Fanta 2099 or something like that?
2099. Yep. Moving on. Now we got time. It has been confirmed by WB and DC that Ben Affleck will be writing, directing,
Affleck.
And starring in the solo or the standalone Batman movie.
I want to say we knew this already.
It was rumored.
It's been
rumored
for it?
Like,
okay.
He submitted a script for it, but they hadn't actually officially announced it yet.
Okay.
But there was rumors that
he
was
going to direct
it too.
I have more faith in that one than I did Batman
Dawn,
v. Superman.
Yeah.
Batman v. Superman, I liked it. It had issues, but I think it does a good enough job of laying the groundwork for what we have going forward. And for anybody who hates on Ben Affleck did a great fucking job.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And Ben Affleck is a great director. He's a better director than he is an actor. And he knocked out the acting part. So I'm excited to see what he does with his own Batman movie. I think could be super awesome.
Pretty well, yeah.
Keep that violence high, though. Stab somebody else. I want that's the new thing. I want Batman to stab somebody in every
just
single
one
movie.
Person.
Just one person. Take the knife out of himself, just stab a motherfucker. Ah. Stab, 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 stab.
Next up we have the official name and date for the solo Spider-Man movie from Marvel/Sony.
And it is
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, it's all taking place at a dance, apparently, right after a football game.
That's exactly what I thought,
too. That's an awful fucking name.
So that's the official name.
It's going to be a movie about him trying to find a date.
Yeah. Yikes.
It's basically him basically trying to figure out who he is in the world. But
oh, you mean like every other Spider-Man movie ever?
Yeah, but like, you know, with actual real production.
This one's got Tony Stark in it, though. So.
Can't be by Tony Stark. And true. Free reign to use anybody from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, by the way.
Right.
And who are they talking to right now to be the main villain?
Next up, A villain.
Oh, whatever. I want it to be main villain. But
Michael Keaton.
Michael motherfucking Keaton, son. Oh. You guys
Mike,
think.
Mike just came.
You guys think he's going to play what's
Vulture.
The
fuck?
Yeah. I think he'd be great as Vulture.
Yeah.
But
I think he'd be good as Vulture. I don't want him to play Vulture.
That's because you're dumb.
I want him to play someone else.
But who?
I don't know.
Boom. See, there you go. You don't know.
I don't really care, though, honestly. You can play anybody. I'd be like, all right.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of like any other villain, Mysterio. I mean, because you don't. But then again, it's Michael Keaton. Why hire Michael Keaton to play Mysterio?
Hide him behind a fishbowl, yeah.
Exactly. You know? I just can't think of anybody else that he can't be the Kingpin. He's too small.
Well, the Kingpin is Dennis in the universe now. Yeah. So
technically in the universe.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
because they now have free reign on it. So they can
I think he could have been a good Kingpin though. He wouldn't have looked.
I was
the
trying
part.
To remember there was a, and I don't remember if it was in the comics, but I know in the cartoon series there was the guy that was like the mechanical guy that built all like the spider bots and stuff. I can't remember his name.
Fucking bandit. What are you doing? Hey, guys. What's happening? That's funny. Sorry, my cat's looking at us through the window.
Vulture would be dope. I
really want to see Vulture on screen.
Yeah, I haven't read.
It's a villain that hasn't Vulture? Been done yet. Yeah. You had glimpses of him in the
See, like, my thing
Sinister
is you can't,
Six.
You can't
oh,
do
that's
Osborn.
True. Did they cancel the Sinister
yeah.
Six
still
movie?
It's still up in the air.
It's
still
canceled.
Up in the air? Okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean,
because you
they
the
haven't officially
the
sent
there,
the email
but,
saying
yeah.
it's gone, but it's gone. You can't, you like, I, you could do Harry Osborn.
Your cat's trying to break in. He's climbing.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Why do you think he has that name?
You can't do Green Goblin, I don't think. Again.
No.
And again and again.
Hobgoblin?
You could do...
No,
nah. You can't do no goblins.
No goblins?
You can't... You got a couple movies before you can go back to Goblin.
Do you completely steer away from anything they've done so far? So you have...
No.
You have five movies.
You have to...
With...
Oscorp is huge. You have to at least reference it. It has to be there.
So we've seen two versions of Harry Osborn. We've seen two versions of Norman Osborn.
Yeah.
We've seen Sandman. We've seen Lizard twice, technically.
Yeah.
One who is now Vision, and the other one is not. We've seen Doc Ock once.
Yeah.
We saw a shitty Venom.
Yeah.
We saw Electro, which is awful. We saw Rhino, which
was
I think... Yeah. Yeah, Shocker's not a big bad guy, though.
Mm.
We've seen Doc Ock.
But again,
Shocker was one of my favorite ones from the cartoon.
But he'd be another one where you put a mask over him for most of the...
No.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
What, are you going to...
Shocker later on had
Will Smith him with... Alistair Smythe was the one I was thinking of. The guy who builds... who takes up building all the Spider Slayer robots.
You could, yeah.
Yeah.
Could do that. That could be a thing.
Because that would be dope. Just giant fucking robot
yeah,
spiders
plus
chasing him down.
They would have him a longevity in the throughout the whole thing, too, because mm-hmm. he's not a main...
No.
Later on, he comes back as a main villain.
I think you could do Doc Ock, too, with Keaton.
You could, but the thing is, do you want to steer clear of something that's been
done?
Yeah,
that's the thing. I would say, yeah. So, like, the more we talk about it, the more the Vulture makes sense. Or it could be... You could reach way, way, way out of... And get something crazy, you know, or someone really, really small, minuscule, and kind of like try to blow that character up, you know?
Kraven.
Nah, he's not.
I know.
You need someone big and scary for Kraven.
Yeah.
Thinking.
I like Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Kraven, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah?
He just kind of looks like him. And he can get bigger, you know? He can be crazy. He has a little bit of an accent, so it works.
Hmm.
Put a fucking giant lion head on him. Have him attack shit.
That would be fun.
We were talking about this before. I want to see, again, I always mess up his name. I can't say it for some reason. The living vampire.
Morbius.
I want to see him so bad in a movie.
Whoa, buddy.
Don't want to be drinking. Michael Keaton. I don't want Michael Keaton to play him. But I want either Joe Manganiello or Benicio Del Toro. Can't really have Benicio Del Toro do it, though, because he's in the universe, too. But fuck that. It'll be fine. He can play two characters.
Plus, he's in, I mean, he's going to throw long hair on
those him characters aren't going to interact. Yeah. You know?
Doubt it highly. Yeah. Tucker's like, I want a living vampire. Shit. I made a mistake.
Now he has the Eddie Murphy, the roles.
Like Joe Manganiello in the Savage Yeah. movie?
Joe Manganiello, we decided, is going to... This has been planned. The seeds of this have been planted a long time ago in the Nerdist podcast. He's going to play Randy Savage in the Macho Man Randy Savage biopic that has no legs, that is never going to get made. But we decided that he's just going to go ahead and play all the characters in it.
Except for Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah. Well, get someone good for that, like Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Who you want to fake fuck on camera? Jennifer Lawrence? Done.
Done.
If you want to just make it easy and comfortable for him, we can get Sofia Vergara in there, too. She won't look or sound anything like Miss Elizabeth.
But he's used to throwing it into
it's
her.
A chick, so, no. Nah.
That works,
too. They obviously have chemistry, so at least that'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, what about Scorpion? Or, was it the Chameleon?
Chameleon, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could do one of those. It'd be interesting. I mean, you also make him. I can't really think. You can probably look it up. What's the dude that runs Raxxon Laboratories?
Raxxon Laboratories.
It's the main, like one of the main competitors to like, well, later on, Parker's, but also the place he works at.
I don't even recognize the.
It shows up in Daredevil and in Jessica Jones, by the way, as a straight up. Spider-Man reference. If you guys don't know they are the people who creates or try to control the Venom symbiote. They are also the person who makes the clone of Spider-Man, both in the Ultimate Universe and the regular one. One becomes Jessica Drew, who is Spider-Girl, and the other one is Kane, who is Scarlet Spider. Just guys don't know. Just saying.
How would you spell that?
Raxxon.
XXX. I spell it with one.
Three? Is it two or three? Might be two. Three sounds like a porno.
It does, actually. Okay, yeah, two X's.
R-O-X-X-O-N. Okay, yeah.
Because I spelled it with one X, and then it was like, are you sure you didn't spell it Rexxon? That's a real company, Rexxon Laboratories. I was like,
speaking of real companies, by the way, there is a company in Scottsdale, or actually, I think it's in Phoenix at that point, named Vault Tech.
No.
Yes, right off the fucking 202 and the 44th Street exit.
What did they sell?
I don't know because I can't get
really
to it.
Want to
but it's
vaults.
Over in an industrial park next to on microprocessors and one of the Honeywell places that's over there.
Really?
Yeah. It's not off of 54th. If you take the exit onto the 202 westbound from 54th Street, it'll be immediately on your left, right hand side as you take the top of the ramp. There's a building that says Vault Tech.
How do you get away with that? Unless it's not spelled. Is it spelled exactly the same?
Vault, and it's TEC, I think.
That's how they spell it in Fallout 4, yeah.
Yeah. We can probably look it up. Yeah, well, I saw that the other day.
I mean, I've got the.
The internet's open?
No. Yes, I do, actually, but. You were looking for the executives of?
Yeah, there's a guy who runs Raxxon.
So you have Pierce Benedict.
That's the one, Pierce Benedict.
Yeah, director of seagoing operations.
Yeah.
There's a
fuck ton of them. There's so many villains that run that in that company.
Dude, no, like.
They later buy.
The Wikipedia page lists the executives, which is like 10. Former executives, which looks like 15.
You notice one of the names on there?
I haven't even really looked through them.
Norman Osborn.
Staff is ginormous. Former staff is ginormous. And then super operatives. And then hired agents.
I do believe dude that made the spider bots came from there too.
Alistair Smythe?
Yeah, I think he was in Raxxon too. That place is a fucking den of Spider-Man villains.
It's like Anti-Spider-Man Incorporated. Yeah, seriously.
It literally is, yeah. They fucking hate that guy. But they're the ones that do all the cloning of Spidey. Real quick, Wonder Woman, they saw a trailer. Well, not a trailer, but more footage at CinemaCon.
Is it done filming? It's done filming, right?
No, they're almost done filming.
Okay.
But they showed, like a lot of it has, I think they're doing it now, they're doing pickup stuff, like throwing them into scenes. Like pickup, when I say pickup stuff, like background, like they're walking the background on riding horses, blah, blah, blah. Justice League, they showed a logo for, few quick shots of Wonder Woman, brand new, blah, 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 Flash of Gal Gadot's Amazonian princess, deflecting bullets with their bracelets, and a few shots of Chris Pine, Steve Trevor. Ended with a message, Zack Snyder talk on Justice League set, surrounded by Gadot, Momoa, Ezra Miller, The Flash, Ray Fisher, Cyborg, and interestingly enough, Henry Cavill. Duh, he's not. None were wearing a costume, however, they were just doing pre-production stuff.
Makes sense.
Mostly like, probably like, blocking and things like that. Batfleck is absent from that list, I noticed. Suicide Squad, this movie that you really need to prepare yourself for, says David Ayer, the director, who then took the stage to introduce the full Suicide Squad cast, who were all there, by the way. You really need to prepare for an event. That's pretty dope. They showed the cleaned version of the San Diego Comic-Con reel, with a bunch of new footage that no one had ever seen before, including Jared Leto's Joker having a monologue, apparently.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's going to be creepy.
Yeah. Because he has quite a bit of...
More dialogue in the newer trailer is so goddamn good. And it's
creepy
like,
as balls.
Right.
Nice Guys is getting a big push, because Shane Black is... They're getting ready to do press on that one with Russell Crowe and all them fun stuff. That movie looks fucking hilarious. Let's see. Central Intelligence, blah, blah, blah. Legend of Tarzan. Got a new trailer for that, introduced by Alexander Skarsgård and Margot Robbie. Samuel Jackson and Christopher Waltz were all there. War Dogs were there. That's the one with... That doesn't really matter. They showed footage. They showed three scenes from Lego Batman movie.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yep.
Dude, that trailer that they showed for it looked awesome.
Have you seen both of them? We watched both of them, right? Yeah. They show the full-length trailer for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, the new Harry Potter-ish spinoff, which was super dope, by the way. If you haven't seen it yet, I know Joe has not seen the new trailer.
No.
Mike has seen the new trailer?
I have not, no.
Oh, haven't you have? None of you have seen it.
I just didn't know it came out.
You will get the fucking chills as one scene, and it's this voiceover, and I didn't know who it was at first, but it sounded familiar, but not drastically familiar. I was like, man, who's that voice? Like, I know that voice. And then you see him for a flash, and it goes away. But then what he says is, "I was wondering why Dumbledore found you so interesting."
Is it Harry Potter?
No,
Daniel Radcliffe.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell.
He's the fucking villain in it.
Oh shit!
And he was talking in an American accent. It was fucking nuts. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's fucking cool shit. Joe will like this news. They officially announced who's going to be playing the creator of the game in Ready Player One. So he plays James Donovan Halliday. Mark Rylance, the guy who drastically won the fucking Academy Award for Bridge of Spies that no one knew that he was going to win for.
Hmm.
And he's also in all about this guy. He's Bridge of Spies. He's in the new. He's the headliner for BFG, the Big Friendly Giant.
Mm-hmm.
He does the giant, obviously. And then he's also in the new Kidnapping of Edgardo Montoya, was the new Steven Spielberg movie. Then he will be in the new Steven Spielberg movie, Ready Player One, as the creator of Oasis. So that's interesting.
That's cool. I really want to see that movie so bad.
Yep. And Ben Mendelsohn, the guy who plays the security force officer in Rogue One, is playing the main guy of the corporation that's trying to get Oasis from inside the game.
Okay.
So he plays the villain, you should say. And Simon Pegg's in it, by the way. Yep. I think he plays the shop owner. So the boss of the... which, to me, I thought he was going to be a fat guy. You know what I'm talking about? The guy who owns the video game shop that... The main character, or no, not the video game one. The
I'm like, are
the,
you
his best friend? His the guy who has the den. They play video games. Oh,
okay,
in?
Yeah. You said shop, and I'm
no,
like,
no, I was like, trying to say
I'm like,
shop.
Are you
I was
combining?
Say,
I'm like, either I'm forgetting something, that's or what I was trying, you're, I was or do, you're I was combining.
Ready Player One and Armada.
Yeah,
I was saying
and
shop.
Armada.
Yeah, I'm saying the den where they go and they. Yeah, do it. I think that's. Yeah. I wonder if he's plays who he is. It doesn't say who.
Well, no, because that he was a kid. So I mean, I think well, you change the age. Obviously.
His avatar is a kid.
No, but they know who he is in real life.
No.
Doesn't he show up?
They go to high school together, but it doesn't mean he's not an
no,
adult.
No. Because at the end of the book, doesn't he show up at? Doesn't he show up with everybody?
He's not. No, because it's.
Yeah.
Is he one of them? It might be.
Yeah.
Could be. Later on,
was,
maybe we don't
it
know.
It was what's his name? The main character, the chick. It was his friend from. It was him. Yeah.
He's in it. I just don't know who he plays yet. But yeah. So Ty Sheridan, who do we plays? Wade, the main character, Olivia Cooke, Ben Mendelsohn, and then Simon Pegg are all.
Yeah, because he was one of the Asian. Well, so it wouldn't be him because it was one of the Asian kids.
The younger one.
The two of you had the two of them. They didn't meet the one of them because the his room got raided and he got killed. Yeah. They flew the other one out.
Yeah.
So it couldn't be him.
Yeah. Interesting. I don't know, but yeah. So that's pretty cool. Big news there. Sony Pictures, we went over that. Who cares about the MIB 21 Jump Street movie? Disney announced today that they are preparing a live-action version of Peter Pan with the director of Pete's Dragon, the live-action movie that's coming out later this year, August of this year.
I'm okay with a live-action Peter Pan.
I am too. We were talking about this the other day, I think, right? You and me driving. Was it last week we were talking about it?
Possibly.
I thought it would be dope to do a lot of those...
Yeah.
Like those movies, like I wanted them to take their some of their classics because they're going through their gamut of classic movies. Pete's Dragon, Peter Pan. They did Cinderella. They're doing Beauty and the Beast. I want a live action version of Sword and Stone.
Sword and Stone,
which is pretty dope. Because it'd be like a mix between CG because like when he turns into the fish and that stuff.
Yeah.
But then I said they should do a Pixar. Or not Pixar, but the Disney Animation Studio, people who did Wreck-It Ralph and all that, should do Robin Hood.
Because
That's all animals, you know, like anamorphic animals.
Oh, you want the...
Disney.
You want the Disney
one. I want Disney's Robin Hood made by the people who made Big Hero 6 and Wreck-It Ralph.
If anything, I'd rather have it done... I mean, obviously, because they're not owned by Disney, done by the people who did Zootopia.
That's Disney.
Oh, it is Disney?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that was Disney. Yeah,
it's Disney Animation. Yeah. Same people who did Zootopia, yeah. Wreck-It Ralph, and
yeah.
Big Hero 6. And
so, I mean, something like that would be pretty
Tangled.
Cool. Yeah.
And Frozen.
They've definitely got the chops to do that.
Yeah, dude, it'd be super dope, right?
Yeah.
Because the reason made me think of it is the fox, Nick,
yeah.
From Zootopia, is like, that's just a non-arrow shooting version of Robin Hood.
Yeah.
You can even get, dope, man.
What's his name to do the voice, which would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason Bateman can come back.
Yeah.
Fuck him. So I think that's pretty cool. They're doing live action Peter Pan. So that's pretty give me pretty cool. Hopefully he doesn't have Julie Roberts in it.
Who plays that new Hook?
This is a good question. It's not Dustin Hoffman.
That's the most important character because you're going to have some dumb kid play Peter Pan.
Dumb kid.
So you just
Disney's done a really good job. Apparently, the kid from Jungle Book is like a goddamn genius. Apparently,
well, you know,
he has to be since he's
all I'm saying is like we're not going to be able to pick the kid who's playing Peter Pan because they usually gets his first.
You have four main character kids you have to worry about because you have the two brothers. We have Wendy and you have Peter.
Who plays Hook and who plays Tinkerbell?
Tinkerbell can be anybody. It doesn't even have to be a human at this point.
No, it needs
like to be physically a human. It could be voiced by like Tara Strong if you really want
it
to.
No, it needs to be a human.
You think so?
Yeah.
Is she gonna grow up and make out with older Peter?
No.
Good, because that was creepy. That was from Hook, if you don't remember.
Oh yeah, that
Julia
was
Roberts.
No, because I
expanded out of the lantern.
I read about like the I haven't actually read the Peter Pan story, but I've read about it.
The original or the
original?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Super
and
creepy.
It's
one?
Super creepy. Yeah, it's...
where Hook was a version of his dad.
Well, I didn't even read that. No, it was more like when the Peter Pan and Wendy leave, and you don't realize he completely forgets about Tinkerbell, and has, and when Wendy asks him, you know, well, whatever happened to Tinkerbell, and he's just like, oh, I don't know. Yeah,
that's messed up.
But then there were other things in it that were completely just fucking weird and messed up. But it's one of those stories that was originally like that, and just over the years has slowly been softened, Disneyfied, up. You know?
Yep.
God, I'm trying to think of who could be a good Hook. For some reason, what's his name? Jumps to mind.
What's his name?
Yeah, I know. I had it a second ago. He was in Red, played the crazy...
John Malkovich?
John Malkovich. I don't know why.
Could, yeah. I mean,
just...
Not awful.
Doesn't... I mean, he does need to be older.
Yeah.
Obviously. Not like... I mean, obviously, Hook, the Dustin Hoffman Hook, was obviously the same Hook that Peter would have seen when he was a kid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. He'd be definitely old. He played Blackbeard in Blackbeard, that short-lived NBC show.
Mm-hmm.
So he can pirate it up. I just hope if they did cast him, he would have to be piratey. Like, I want him to be not John Malkovich.
He would have to be piratey. Because
he was very John Malkovich in that, what I saw of that show. Yeah. We'll have to ask Eric. I think Eric watched that show. I think he said did. He liked
he
it.
Loved,
I think.
He loved pirate stuff.
Yeah. He likes Black Flag. Have you seen Black Flag? The Michael Bay
produced
show?
No.
It's fucking fantastic.
Is it?
Violent as shit, too. And has one of the hairiest bushes ever seen on television before.
Michael Bay did that movie?
Mike produced the TV show, yeah.
Oh.
It's one of his Platinum Dunes ones. Huh. He did a really good job on it. There's a guy that looks just like Orlando Bloom in it, too.
That's weird.
For the last season he debuted. And then Ray Stevenson plays Blackbeard in that one.
Hmm.
Just Peter, so you know. Peter Pan's free on download on your iPhone.
Peter Pan?
What?
Peter Pan's a
public
domain.
It's a public
domain. Public domain. Yeah. No.
What if there's an audio version of it?
I'm
right there.
About to check.
Because that'd be interesting to read.
Well, it's
too.
One of those weird.
Is that a Hans Christian Andersen? Is that one of theirs?
Because
none of those dudes are super fucked up.
Oh, God, I know. It actually might be.
Mike, was it say who wrote that?
James Matthew Barry.
Nope. Yeah.
Definitely not
J.M. Barry.
In 1911.
Yeah, the book's old as fuck.
Jesus.
But that's part of that
Alice in Wonderland
books. Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan, and
Pinocchio,
Wizard of Oz.
Dracula.
I want to read. Well, I've already read Dracula, but I mean,
yeah. Well, because
those are like the classic kids' tales. That are the original stories are much more dark and
well, through
up.
Looking Glass. I thought that, but that's Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah,
yeah. Those are the ones because that's how Disney got all of them back in the day. Well, Robin Hood too, I think, is a public domain too. That's why there's that's why people always wonder how there can be so many versions of those because they are public domain. You can just use it and do what mm-hmm. you want with it. That's because the people are like, oh, they had to own that from, like, Disney owns it. They don't own it. They own their version of it. That's why they have to be different.
Yeah.
Because they can't use the exact one because no one has the rights to it. You can make a straight up version of it.
And you have the rights to that version of
yeah.
it. But you don't have rights to the story.
Exactly. So if someone goes and makes another version that's like just like yours, you can't get mad at them because
you're that's how you end domain. Up with the two different Snow White movies during the same year.
Yeah, the same way as we have two Jungle. Well, the WB version Jungle Book got pushed back from earlier next year to the end of or the beginning of the year after.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because they were supposed to, like, they didn't want, and no one should, if you're making something that's similar to something Disney's making, don't put it near that time.
No.
Because Jungle Book comes out later this year, right? September or something like that. Mike, when's Jungle Book come out? Is it late summer?
September, yeah.
Late summer, right?
Yeah.
So early September, somewhere around there. You shouldn't ever want to be within 6 months of that fucking movie.
No.
It could be complete garbage, which this one does not look like it's going to be. But
still.
You don't want to you don't want to get near a Disney property.
No.
That's similar. Like, that's like, no, it's not. It's like putting a Star Trek movie out within months of a Star Wars movie. That's just something you don't want to do.
No.
You can be before, though. That might be a thing. You could easily be before a Disney movie that's similar, but you don't want to. You don't want to follow it.
Yeah, you don't want to be after it
because
and usually
be like, oh,
the bad one rushes to get out first. That's usually how it goes. You notice how, like, Jon Favreau was just like, nah, we're going to release it then. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You know? And then
WWE's like, fuck.
Yeah.
They saw that, like, one of those, like, they probably saw that, like, big TV
way
spot.
Way back, or try to push it up, get it out a few months beforehand.
Yeah, we're done with it. Fuck, you are now.
Yeah.
Did you find it on Amazon?
It's going to take a little bit more searching, because I found audiobook versions of it, but they're like, some of them are like plays and some of them are this and that, you know,
it's unless been, they're done like the,
it's been out it's been out so long. Well, yeah. No, I mean, it literally looked like a stage play, like the picture that they had like a stage play.
No, I don't want that shit.
But I mean, it's been out for so long that there are so many different versions of it, you really have to dig through it. Like, I mean, look at Dracula. I mean, how I spent a couple of weeks looking through different versions of Dracula, because you'd have people that are, first off, you'd have one that's like 200 pages long, and then you had another one that was 400 pages long, and you're like, both of them say unabridged, which one is the fucking right one?
Nah.
You know? And then you'd have people sitting there saying, well, you know, this is not the version that I read in high school, because, you know, there was not, it's missing this and this and this, and it's like, I just want the original version.
The OG version, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, so same thing here. There's billions of different Kindle books, even the Disney version, which is really Disney storybook ebook for Peter Pan.
Hmm.
And some of them do have Whisper Sync for voice ready, but not ones that just say Peter Pan. Is that the original? I mean,
Peter Pan was the original
name
for it.
Because there's one that's called Peter and Wendy by James Matthews Barry and F.D. Bedford, which has Whisper Sync for voice ready.
What year does that one say?
The copyright
might be a couple of them, but
yeah. Well, it says 2012, wow. So I don't know when the original.
Stupids.
I'm getting to guess the guy who wrote the one in 1911.
That's
isn't
the publication
still?
Date.
Yeah.
Of this one. I don't see it. I don't see an actual original copyright date on the Amazon's page. So yeah. I wonder if that's not like a sequel or something. So, yeah.
Could be. Could be. Anything else? Anybody got any other news? We ran through all the stuff I had.
I think we're good. We're right there anyway, so.
Yeah.
Boom. All right. I guess that's it for this week. If it comes naturally,
tune in next week where we'll not do anything we say we're gonna do.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody, and as usually, you just came naturally.
I think it shook it just right.